Welcome to this edition of Pacific Brew Chat. I'm Steve. I'm here with Mike, and we've got a summer session. Or, damn it, I made it through the first bit.
Well, you also said instead of beer chat, you said brew chat.
Did I? Damn it. Okay, I didn't even make it through the beginning.
Yeah, let's try that again. So we'll put that at the start.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
On this episode, Steve's going to host, and we're going to talk about a handful of popular summer beers. But before we get started, here is a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Attention, fellow beer geeks. Check out Drink and Geek Out, the podcast where we drink beer and geek out. The show is half geek chat and half beer reviews, typically reviewing one in beer, a beer from Indiana, an out beer, a beer from somewhere else, and a strange brew, which is a mystery brew where we try to guess the unique flavor. We also do mini episodes that we call light episodes, where we can really geek out on a specific topic and review a beer that is somehow related. Check us out on all the podcast apps or on social media at DrinkInGeekOut.
Welcome to this edition of Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Steve, and we're here with Mike, and we have a summer seasonal edition of the podcast. We're going to look at Hoyne Summer Haze Honey Wheat Ale, Moody Sublime Pineapple Hefeweizen, the Bridge Brewing First Rodeo Tart Citrus Wheat Ale, and just to break tradition, Twa Dogs Melody Raspberry Kolsch. No wheat in that one, as far as I can tell.
We'll make an honorary wheat beer today.
There we go. Let's start with the Hoyne. Hoyne Summer Haze Honey Wheat Ale.
So for people that don't know, Hoyne is located in Victoria, BC on Vancouver Island.
Bottle says, on a sunny summer day, just like today, the great and wonderful Oz set sail in his hot air balloon. As ballast, some say, his basket was loaded with, to the brim with Hoyne Honey Wheat Beer. Some, I'm assuming, being the Hoyne marketing department. After liftoff, his thirst gathered like a summer storm. Quenching it, he lightened his load and found himself carried delightfully away. The rest, as they say, is his story. All the honey used in this beer is locally sourced, including some from the hives of the Fairmont Empress of Victoria. Anybody familiar with BC knows the Empress.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful building right down in the harbor of Victoria.
Comes in at 5.1% ABV. Does not mention its IBUs. Comes in at a fairly light color, fairly pale malt bill, and mild hop aroma. Pour is actually pretty nice clover honey. Really super clear. Like, you get a really great parallax effect through it. And I'm sure that's the wrong word. The thing where if you put a straw in water and the straw looks like it bends when it doesn't, that thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should contact Science World about that.
I'm sure some of our listeners know what we're talking about. Really, really white head, like fresh snow white.
And I've got like an inch of head on my glass right now.
I got a solid half inch and I was pouring pretty carefully.
Not a huge aroma. There is honey in there for sure.
Yeah, honey, hay, a little bit of malt, a little bit of sweetness somewhere in there, probably the honey.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not honey, like icing sugar, confectioner sugar.
Okay, I can see that.
You get the honey.
Yeah, honey, a little bit of caramel in there.
It's honey, honeycomb, caramel. Honestly, not getting a lot of wheat out of that.
No, a little bit of almost grassy hops on the flavor. Not getting rid of any bitterness, though.
Yeah, a little grass, a little hay. No bitterness, like none.
No.
Which is not a bad thing. This is actually a really pleasant sort of dessert beer.
Maybe a little bit of herbal, too.
A little bit. I'm I'm honestly not sure I would want to drink a lot of this. I would want to drink this more like a port, like small glass after a meal.
It's interesting, too, because it's a low alcohol, sort of almost session beer. What was it again?
Came in 5.2, was it?
Yeah, so it's just a little, or 5.1. So it's not 4.5 session beer, but it's really low. But it almost, yeah, the sweetness does make you want to hold back a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to drink a lot of it, or I don't want to drink it really fast. This is settling in after a meal or settling in and on a cold day sort of beer, which is interesting given that I think it's a summer beer.
Actually, no, I don't agree with that personally. I think I would rather sit on a patio where it's super hot out for this beer, personally.
Fair enough.
Although I don't like super hot patios. As I roll my eyes a little bit, like, that doesn't make sense, but... For me, this is a very hot weather beer. I just prefer to be in air conditioning.
Fair enough. Yeah, just for me. That's my preference for slow sippers. I want it to be cold and dark outside. I just like that.
Cold, dank, and dark?
I'll leave the dank to other people. But
that's why I like IPAs, dankness.
But very tasty. Like, it's got some wonderful distinct notes.
Yeah, it's, you know, every time I take a sip, there is sort of that... confection or sugar or whatever. It's not a brown sugar or a candied sugar, but it's almost, yeah, that really fluffy white sugar.
Yeah, it's like, you know when you open a fresh bag of icing sugar or confectioner's sugar and you get that little poof of coming out? It's like that.
Definitely. It's been a long time since I've had this beer, too.
Really like it, actually.
Yeah. Maybe good with a pie or something.
I was thinking it would actually... I like it just on its own... You've had dinner, you've had dessert, you're just sort of sitting, chatting, enjoying yourself.
Who does that?
Who talks to people anymore?
I know.
It's all about texting.
Yeah. Click, 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 click. Who tweeted this time?
You leave the clicks on your phone? You monster.
I'm a BlackBerry Android user. Come on now. I write a lot on my phone. Keys are very important. Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, really blessed. Actually, having sipped it for a while, I could actually drink more of this than I thought I would. It doesn't build on you the way I was worried it would.
I'd still probably keep it a 12-ounce glass, personally.
Yeah, but I was thinking like a snifter, small...
Like a 6 or a 4-ounce?
Yeah, but I could go for a 12 of this.
I couldn't do a whole 22-ounce bomber that it's in.
Yeah, that'd probably still be a bit much. That's a generous amount of this beer.
Which is funny, because I can drink a 22-ounce bomber of some crazy, stupid Imperial Stout, but...
Well, I mean, that is one of my things. Like, everybody goes for the bomber. Sometimes the bomber isn't the right format.
Well, I mean, truthfully, the bomber's on the way out, which bums me out a little bit. Nowadays, it's 4-pack cans, 6-pack cans. If you can bring out the single tall can, I'll be happy, because I'm okay with... 500 or 475 milliliters. Stop trying to force feed 4 tall cans down my throat, though.
Yeah, I don't need a pack of a lot of beers. I want the single. I just don't need a bomber in some cases.
Yep.
Bombers are fine in a lot of cases. Like, a couple of the ones coming down the line here are bomber style beers. They're great in that format. Just saying, it's not the only format out there. Sometimes. Maybe you want a smaller beer. And I know that comes with the whole cost thing, and because you have different types of beer and different sizes and different bottling and et cetera, et cetera. So I get it that there's a cost savings and just everything's a bomber. Not everything's really a bomber beer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's already breweries that have only done bombers like Driftwood that have changed over. And now Fat Tug IPA is in cans. So things are changing right now. The industry's in flux, and we'll see what happens.
All right, let's move on to the Moody Ales Sublime Pineapple Hefeweizen. Comes in at 4.8% alcohol. Does not mention an IBU here so far.
Doesn't really matter for the
style. IBU 16.
Oh, okay.
And original gravity, 11.2 degrees Pluto.
Plato.
No, slurring a little.
This is Pluto is a planet. Plato is an original gravity.
best served at 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. Grains, Pilsner, wheat malt, Millennoiden malt, and Carapils. Hops are Pearl, Amarillo, and Cascade with a pineapple juice adjunct. unfiltered. Mix together German yeasts, American hops, and pineapple juice, and it adds up to sunshine. That's beer math. But enough studying for today. It's summertime. This beer may be cloudy, but the weather isn't, so go outside, enjoy the sun, and cool down with this sessionable, fruity, refreshing brew.
And for those poor assholes, they go back to school really soon.
Oh, I don't miss that.
If not, they might already be there. We'll see.
Yeah, depending when this comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Which will cause them to drink more, so it's okay.
Well, that pours a super hazy, deep yellow.
Yeah.
Super snow white head. Again, it really, really comes up fuzzy.
Yeah, very generous head.
Honestly, kind of a light nose. A little bit of pineapple.
Yeah, it's definitely some pineapple in there, but yeah, it's not a lot going on.
Yeah, a little bit of hay, but nothing much going on the nose.
Bit of wheat, which is understandable for a Weizen, Hefeweizen.
I'll be honest, not my thing.
No?
Hefes aren't my thing. I can taste some pineapple, there's a little bit of clove going on, a little bit of wheat.
I kind of like the fact that the pineapple kind of delves into the almost sour territory.
Yeah, it is heading that way.
It's kind of got a sour note to it. It is wheat. It's not banana.
No, that would turn me right off. The banana
bubblegum... It's no King Hefe or anything like that from How Sound.
No, the banana bubblegum thing for Hefes is just... I can't do that. But so for a Hefe, you know, not bad, but don't take my word for it. I'm not a Hefe guy, so don't listen to me.
It's kind of funny because I'm not either, but... Because the pineapple has got that kind of tartness to it, I'm actually enjoying this more than I thought I would. I mean, don't get me wrong, because Moody Ales makes great beer.
Oh, I love Moody Ales. They are still possibly my favorite Lower Mainland beer or brewery.
They were one of my favorite breweries when they first opened. Unfortunately, there's just so many of those New England style IPAs coming out these days from a lot of breweries, and that's where my interest is right now, or with big imperial stouts, which they do one amazing one, but that's it right now. But they make really solid beer.
By the way, if you hang in with us for another 2 years, I'm planning a 2015 to 2020 vertical of their imperial bourbon barrel aged stout.
I can't wait for that.
I'm desperately hoping it's going to be a pre-Trump to post-Trump vertical. if we wind up with the two term, then maybe I'll hold on to make it a 2015 to 2025.
And actually, in some ways, that would be awesome. It'd be horrible for the world, but it would almost mirror his terms in office.
No,
because by the end of a vertical that's that long, you would be really messed up.
That is true, because that is a high alcohol beer.
Yes, it is. Oh, man, I hope it doesn't come to that.
I really hope so. I hope not either. If it does, we're going to have one hell of a vertical. Or, you know, Armageddon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you look outside right now with all the smoke, and it's already feeling like Armageddon on the West Coast. And then you listen to the news, and it's double Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope he doesn't make it there.
We are bad people.
No, we were good people, sick of bad people.
Yeah, I'll go with that. All right, next up is Bridge Brewing Limited Release First Rodeo Tart Citrus Wheat Ale. Brewed with North Shore Water, Pilsen Malt, Magnum Hops, Blank Hops, Ale Yeast, Lemon, and Lime. Coming in at a light 4.5% alcohol, 18 IBUs. First Rodeo is slightly tart with a beautiful aroma of fresh lime and lemon zest. This ain't our first rodeo. Bridge Brewing, actually one of an undersold brewery of North Vancouver. I've liked pretty much everything that they've put out.
I agree. I've been a big supporter of them since they opened. I actually have a plaque somewhere that one of their owners made me, because I actually had the first growler fill of every beer they made for their first couple years.
Damn.
Unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of their beers recently. I haven't had a beer since their former head brewer left, and that's not purposely done. It's just work's so busy, and there's just so many friggin' beers out there these days. So I'm really excited to try this one and see where their new brewer's going.
Pours a slightly hazy, I hate to use this term, but Coors Yellow.
I'm going to go, because Coors would be clear as a bell.
Fair enough, that would be piss yellow.
Yes. This is yellow bordering on a light orange with a nice frothy white head.
Yes, a very, very snow white head and good froth to it. Sticks around.
It's got a mildly tart citrus aroma.
Yeah, you can smell the lemon. You can smell a little bit of lime. Some good grainy malts, grainy wheat.
That's about it, though. It's a pretty mild aroma.
Taste is fairly light, but it's, again, distinct. It gives you lemon, gives you lime, but not in that sort of muddled way. You can taste both.
It reminds me a little bit of a beer from an episode from a little while ago from Tattling with Goosh Brewing Company, the Guava Heist Berliner Weiss.
Yes, actually.
It's a very reserved flavor, but it's quite nice.
Yeah, this is pleasant. This is subtle. It's reserved, and it's not going to slap you in the face, but you sip it, and you sip it again, and you kind of go, yeah, I could just keep going.
Yeah, it's just got a nice, like, tart lemon hit. A little bit of wheat in there. It's not going to smack you in the face, but it's going to be really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, I would drink this for quite some time. I would drink a couple of bombers of this, honestly. And at 4.5, it's sessionable. I could drink quite a few of these.
Yeah, definitely. I'm quite impressed for my, unfortunately, sadly, my first taste of the current brewer at Bridge Brewing. This is a really tasty beer.
A solid summer beer. This would probably feel really anemic in like December, but right now this is fantastic. I would drink a lot of this.
I also like to point out Bridge Brewing likes to point out on their bottles that they are 99% waste-free beer production. So everything they do works towards trying to recycle everything between paper towel in their brewery, the food waste from their kitchen, the spent grain, everything they try to put into the recycling so they can actually have a label on their bottle that says 99% waste-free, which is an amazing thing to reach for a brewery. And it's so hard to do. I mean, for any company that manufactures anything, it's hard to be that green. And they're doing their best.
Yeah, and one way or the other, 99% is damn impressive.
Yes.
But any effort towards less waste, no waste, whatever your goal is, I have to applaud it.
Yes, and as we pointed out in the last few episodes, the Western world is on fire right now. And it's because of climate change. It's really important to start recycling stuff. I mean, it still smells like smoke out here.
So, you know, side note, maybe have one less beef product this week. Just one.
Okay, one.
Okay, our last beer of the episode, Twa Dogs Melody Raspberry Kolsch.
Again from Victoria.
Comes in at 5% alcohol. Melody, a song of summer love. Robbie Burns wrote Red, Red Rose for the love of his life, a poem that brings together the song of summer, but also of enduring love, a union that can never be split, and a promise that he will go to the ends of the earth should they ever be apart. The melody can be your summer love for the Twa Dogs that are here to stay, and the melody shall return. They actually even include the poem on the bottle. Oh, my love's like a red, red rose that newly sprung in June. Oh, my love's like the melody that sweetly played in tune. Our reading of the poem is available at twadogs.ca.
Nice.
I'm betting the reading is a hell of a lot better than what I did.
Probably. My glass is in the house.
You're going to need that. Continuing without Mike, because I want to drink more. That pour is actually a beautiful rose hip tea red.
Yeah, it really does.
Nice white head. Surprisingly, I was expecting a bit of a pinkish tinge, actually. Hey, nice and clear. Touch of haze, but really nothing much. And it smells of rose hips. I'm not sure it smells of rose, but rose hips.
Well, I mean, it's unlikely to smell of rose, but rose hips for sure.
I mean, rose is such a difficult flavor to deal with anyway, but yeah, you get a rose hip, you get a little bit of herbaceousness.
Definitely the raspberry.
Definitely the raspberry. That's really in there. Not getting a lot of malt on the nose.
No, not really.
Very pleasant nose, though. Like, I could sit and sniff that for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a mellow raspberry. Like, it starts with a raspberry, but it doesn't just slap you in the face like you bit into one. It's more like, I'm not quite sure how to describe
it. It's kind of a slow burn, sweet berry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your full smack in the face raspberry, but it's definitely really berry and just kind of sweet throughout.
That is actually really a very definite Kolsch version of berry.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not sour, it's not strong, it's subtle, and it just kind of waits for you to taste it and figure it out.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm getting a little tiny bit of grain in the flavor, but not very much. That's nice.
Yeah, that's pleasant. I'll be honest, I'm not sure it's something I drink a lot of, but put in front of me, I would certainly be happy with it.
No, same here. I mean, I think people that listen to the show or read the blog know enough that I go for more of the bigger beers, but this is a really well-made beer.
And yeah, no, the really pleasant. I really like a Kolsch. I'll be honest, I don't think it really needs the raspberry. Like, it's a pleasant Kolsch all in its own. It's adding a little too much for my taste.
But then it wouldn't be all that summery.
That's true. And I like, not complaining. Like, this is a very pleasant beer. Well, I guess that's our little summer roundup for Pacific Brew Chat here. I'm Steve. Been here with Mike, and thank you for listening.
Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat, or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as hoppedupnetwork.com or pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. And to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
much then. So much more than I can to know. I wanted you so badly by my side. I cursed our time apart. The beginning of the end for you and me.